was a mighty nation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-hosts Keith Jones and Eric Hughes Jones, also known as the Freedom Screamer of Courtroom Observers. And you can find his information, Eric, that's courtroomwatch.org. Is that correct?
Yes, yep, courtroomwatch.org. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and we were just speaking with a wonderful caller. He has called in here before, we wanted to, if you could, Rick, start from the beginning, because I was not aware we were getting ready to go into a break and it kind of cut you off. Let the listeners know. Rick, if you could go ahead and start again with what you were covering.
Sure thing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was a fellow alumnus with Archbishop Sample at Las Vegas at the Bishop Gorman High School. He graduated in 78. I graduated in 75 from a different high school, but I was there in 73, up till 73. Anyway, mm-hmm. He was handpicked. He went on to become handpicked by Pope John Paul VI, the true man of God, a true leader in the spiritual war.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He is Archbishop Sample is a stanch pro-life minister, a mm-hmm. representative, an ambassador of Jesus the Christ. And I call on Jesus. I ask in Jesus' name that the ministry of Archbishop Sample be blessed and that Tom be blessed and that they be ambassadors together to glorify the name of Jesus. And if you want a little tip on how to get to Archbishop Sample, I've done so before. When he was back mm-hmm. in Marquette, the Diocese of Marquette, back in the Midwest, you go through his Pepper, all right? Tony Starks had his assistant, Pepper, all right? Archbishop Sample's assistant is Roseanne Johnson.
Okay, Roseanne Johnson.
Their email address is right on their Archbishop's site, okay? Roseanne Johnson, and her email address is, I'll go slow,
okay.
rjohnson@archpdx.org.
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
R. Johnson, the letter R. R. Johnson at archpdx.org.
Okay. And is there any
space or underscore?
That's how
you get to the Archbishop through his assistant. She is the gatekeeper.
Okay,
because
so
he's a very busy man. All kinds of people want to get in touch with him, you know, all
right.
day long. All right.
Now, I have a question. I wanted to ask you a quick question, Rick, if you don't mind. But with the Arch PDX, is there any period or underscore between Arch and PDX, or is it all together?
Let me look again here. Altogether, there's only one period, and that's the one between ArchPDX and ORG.
Wonderful. You are so wonderful. We love it when you call in. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, I do now. Thank you, folks.
And, thank you so much.
God bless you in the name of Jesus, all of you.
God bless you in the name of Jesus, and we'll agree with you where two or three are gathered together in his name and agree. There
we have prayed thus, and thus it shall be. Good night.
That's it. Good night. God bless you.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So that's wonderful news, and we'll have to reach out to his assistant, Roseanne Johnson. And I'll repeat that email one more time to individuals who are listening in on the radio show. It's rjohnson@archpdx.org to try to get a hold of Archbishop Alexander Sample. And Rick actually is the one who had previously called a couple of weeks ago and gave a very high recommendation for Archbishop Sample. So we definitely give him benefit of the doubt because we like hearing good news. And that sounds to me very sincere.
And he does have extreme power over the courts.
Yes, he does. So I wanted to cover that one that I let you know the murderers are now being found because they're stopping looking for potheads.
Praise be the Lord.
Praise God. Finally. So we have quite a lot of, I have so much information I really want to cover, but I think I need to really cover a portion of this in case you all do not know this. And it's disturbing to me, and it should be disturbing to anybody, honestly, that hears about this. So I have a couple of topics that are not going to be so smiley face. However, you know, I want to deliver real news to you. Yeah. According to reports yesterday, Israel bombed a Syrian military airport in near Damascus. Now, anyone who knows anything about this show, I don't care what country you're from. I don't care what letter is behind your name. Wrong is wrong. And for Israel to bomb the Syrian army's military, first of all, what are they doing over there in the Syrian airspace? They're not over there fighting ISIS and ISIL, allegedly. But if they were, they wouldn't be bombing a Syrian military airport. That disturbs me, and that is wrong. I don't care what country it is. You know, biblically, it tells you, not all who say they're of Israel are of Israel. Look it up. So here's the information I have so far on this part, and this kind of goes with what we were discussing yesterday. Syrian state news agency says that Israeli jets have bombed the Meza military airport west of Damascus, accusing Tel Aviv of supporting terrorism. The airport was rocked by multiple explosions with ambulances rushing to the scene. Syrian Arab Army has warned that there will be repercussions for Israel for the flagrant attack on the military base, state TV said. Now, Breitbart is also reporting on this. And what Breitbart is reporting is Syria has called on the United Nations to punish Israel over the airport attack. So Breitbart, what they are saying is Syria on Friday called on the international community to punish Israel for an apparent missile attack on the major military airport west of Damascus and accused the United States, Britain, and France of supporting the assault. Syrian Foreign Ministry condemned the missile attack in two letters to the United Nations Secretary General and the President of the United Nations Security Council, saying such an attack would not have occurred had it not been for the direct support from the outgoing American administration and the French and British leaderships, which is, of course, like I said, what we were covering yesterday, Eric. The ministry said that Israeli assault on the Mezan military airport comes as a part of a series of periodic Israel attacks that started with Syria's war in March of 2011 and called on the international community to punish the Israeli aggressor. The attack was the third such incident recently, according to the Syrian government. In a statement carried on the official news agency SANA, the Syrian military said several missiles were launched just after midnight from an area near Lake Tiberias. The missiles fell in the vicinity of the Meza military airport on the western edge of the Syrian capital. The statement did not say whether there were any casualties. Residents of Damascus reported hearing several explosions that shook the city. The Meza airport compound, located on the southwestern edge of the capital, had been used to launch attacks on rebel-held areas near Damascus and had previously come under rebel fire. Syrian army said that Israel, through its attacks, was assisting terrorist groups fighting the Syrian government. And that's accurate. Whether, because if you're destroying the Syrian government forces, then you're helping the terrorist, whether it's intentionally or not intentionally. But here is the thing. I'm not going to go over the rest of this article, but this goes right back to what we were discussing yesterday, Eric. It really does, yeah. Because these countries, and like I said, it doesn't matter if it's the United States of America or the United Kingdom or Israel. Some people
it's
are
not
in
a nation
illusion.
Thing. It's not a nation thing anymore. We know these are all basically independent corporations run by the same big black stockholders and wealthiest families of the world. And it doesn't really Israel's not this religious place that's fighting for its life. It's owned by foreign forces just like the U.S. is. I'm not saying the people there are bad. If it was really Jewish, it would be God-fearing and doing godly work, and we wouldn't be in such a nightmare. Unfortunately, Zionists, which are not Jewish, they're bankers hiding behind Jewish names. That's why people say, oh, it's the Jews, because this name is Jewish, or that family's Jewish. They're not respecting any good, just, and righteous God. Their God is very evil. And so those are the people who own Israel. Just like the United States government isn't a Christian, we're not a Christian nation anymore. There's Christians in it, but our nation, as far as a governmental entity and a governing structure, it's not Christian anymore. And unfortunately, Israel's the same thing. It's not really a religious place. It's not a Jew thing. It's a globalist outpost. And unfortunately, a lot of good Jews and good Christians are getting caught in the middle. It also does kind of rub me the wrong way that with all the suffering I see going on in this country right now, that we're giving Israel billions and billions of dollars and starving our own people. That ain't right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I want to say this. This is not, just like you said, this is not against the people of Israel. This is not against the people of any individual country that we expose what's going on. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. It is that simple. And to be under the illusion that just because somebody is located in a geographical location, being Israel, cannot do anything wrong, you're delusional. There can be people who are corrupt in any country. And that is really what is going on around the globe. But the reality is they did do that attack. So that's not good. And, of course, things are escalating. Or it's being said, that they did right. Now, I will say that I've known of Syria to be very patient because in the past they have written the United Nations countless and countless times. You can find it in the United Nations paperwork and CFO
as well
on the atrocities that the rebels have done with the chemical attacks to the Syrian people. So I want to keep the Syrian people in our prayers as well. And I want to say, hey, don't defend Israel if they're doing something wrong. Stand up for the people, because ultimately this is about humanity in and of itself. And if you want, now I'm going to say, I understand what you mean, Eric, that we're quote unquote not a Christian nation anymore. I know what you're saying, but I don't really feel that way. The way that I feel is it's not a Christian corporation that we're dealing with, but we are a Christian union. There are a heck of a lot more Christians than there are corrupt politicians up in Washington. So,
saying it was a good thing that we're not. I was just saying we have ungodly forces in the government, and we should be a Christian nation, and we really are if we are determined to be. Once it's down, it comes down to will. How strongly do you want these things to happen? How much do you want Tom out of jail? Make the phone calls. How much do you want the Republic back? Get involved. How much do you want the courts out of your life and the police? Get down to the courthouse and pass out jury nullification flyers. We got good ones up on Lori's site and mine as well.
Mm-hmm. Now I also
download them and print them out and hand them out. Get active.
I also want to say that the Rick sent some information to correct the email address for Roseanne Johnson. who is the assistant to Archbishop Alexander Sample. So I need to correct that email address. And that is rjohnson@archdpdx.org. That is rjohnson@archdpdx.org. So that is the corrected email address for that. So that we can go into more detail on Monday, because I'm going to pull up Lord willing and the creek doesn't rise. I am going to pull up and go through the Secretary of State designate Rex Tillerson's Senate confirmation hearing opening statement on Monday, because that is into, we don't have enough time to do that tonight. Now, with the other good news, we also have some bad news. Like I told you earlier, even more, you know, bad news than the Syria thing. And this, of course, we have also information. This was reported January the 9th that officers declare a family's beloved pet deer illegal, and then they promptly kill it in front of them. This is that police state control issue that we keep telling everybody about. It is not about color. It is about control. And these officers really need to start looking themselves in the mirror. So in Ulysses, Kansas, an infuriating and heartbreaking video was posted to social media recently of a family's beloved pet deer, Fallon, named after the Disney Bambi character, was gunned down in front of them for being illegal. Now, before I get into this story right here, if that was out of deer hunting season, now this is a question, legitimate question. Could they, or should they, have been charged for hunting without a license? What do you think? So, while I get ready to go over this, if you would, I'm going to give out the phone number, and I want your answer. Do you feel like the police officer who shot that deer should be charged with hunting without a license for killing that animal with, or what do you think? Do you think it was justified? Do you think it was not? Do you think it's part of the police state? Do you think it is about control? So here is the rest of the story. In Kansas, keeping wild animals as pets is illegal. Whoever gave Kansas that authority in the first place? However, it wasn't like Kim Megahay.
It wasn't wild. It was domesticated.
Right. So Kim Megahay and her family lived in the city and had some tiger in their apartment. No. It was the Megahays live on a farm they live, and the deer wasn't stolen from the wild and brought to their home. Instead, the family nursed Faylene back to health after she showed up at their farm with a broken leg. So they were doing basically a rescue. Only after Faylene refused to leave did the family start feeding her. After that, the deer quickly became a part of the family and would oftentimes go inside the home and sleep in Kim's room. She would get on the bed and stand like she owned the place, said Taryn Regarney, a fashion and fitness and glamour model. But she had free rein to do whatever in the heck she wanted to do, and there was no way that you could keep her in an enclosure. According to NBC Los Angeles, authorities got wind of the illegal deer after Megahaney asked on Facebook whether anyone had seen the deer when it disappeared for several days. She was issued a ticket for the unlawful possession of wildlife without a permit. And Mark Rankin, law enforcement assistant director for the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks and Tourism. Here we go with those fines and fees and permits. You need permission to do something, and if I don't give you that permission, well, you know. we get to do whatever we want. However, only minutes after...
It's going to be very good for tourism.
Right. Only minutes after giving her a ticket, the law enforcement officers killed Faylene. I couldn't believe it, Kim's daughter, Taryn, speaking to the Independent, said. All of our people have a real heart for wildlife. Rankin said after his officers killed Faylene, I can't imagine any of our employees enjoying something like this, unquote. However, it appears that they may have enjoyed it, according to the family. Quote, one shot to the head would have been enough, but then he shot her in the leg and four times in the back. He treated her like target practice, explained McGinney. Quote, my son broke down to his knees when he found out that she was dead, she said of her 8-year-old boy who had grown attached to their pet deer. My mom is real hard for her to talk about. It was Faylene was a part of the family. It was just hard, and her son said that. According to Taryn, the officers wrongly killed Faylene as owners were supposed to be given 30 days to contest a penalty notice over an unlicensed pet and a further 10 days to get a license, reports the Independent. The video below is graphic and hard to watch. Faylene, who has been around the people for most of her life, appears to know that the armed men at her home are there to harm her, so she tries to avoid them. Eventually, however, they do catch up to her and kill her as the family cries in horror. This instance is similar to the situation that unfolded in Clackamas County, Oregon, when police officers killed a family's miniature pony. When the Fitzgerald family discovered that their pony was missing last month, they began frantically searching. When they found the pony, however, she had died from a gunshot wound to the head. Police initially claimed that the family...
People actually wonder why cops are getting killed around the country. They're all playing out of the same playbook. These are not just bad apples and ones here and there. They've been federalized already. The feds came in a decade ago, almost two decades ago. They're playing all out of the same playbook. This is not the exception you're seeing here. This is the rule.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what do you think? Do you think this is police state? Do you think that Kansas ever had the authority
Everyone
touch?
Has the right to use lethal force against those officers, absolutely, from the get-go. No, we have every right to do that. People can't let themselves be trampled like this and have their beloved pets be murdered in front of them without an order even from the witch's court. I mean, please, that's just disgusting. And this is the type of
guilt
that police departments and state police and sheriff's departments are hiring all around the nation. I've watched it happen. I did the Courtroom Observers, courtroomwatch.com. Look, I tell you, if anybody wants to argue with me, feel free to come on the air. I'll be nice about it. But don't tell me this is going on in every single community something like this happens. I don't know any communities where it doesn't happen.
Well, what we're going to do, Eric, we're opening up the lines, we're going to accept calls, and that's the question I'm asking. Do you think that this was justified? Do you think this is police state mentality? Do you think Kansas ever had the authority to force people to get a quote-unquote permit for any kind of pet that they own? What do you feel about this? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and pull... I'm going to go ahead and pull George on the line. How are you doing tonight, George?
Oh, hi. This is George. Can you hear me okay?
I can. How are you doing this evening?
Very good. If I could be forgiven, I'm not really able to comment on the question you just posed.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
I really called in because I wanted to talk about Tom's situation and offer some solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm someone who's had some experience with the team we put together several years ago to get a scientist who is working on alternative energy that was a threat to big oil, who was framed by vulture investors for securities fraud, and then he was railroaded into an insane asylum, basically. And it took 3 years to get him out, and it took a grassroots team to do it. And so I wanted to share with you some of what we learned and hopefully save you a few years in getting Tom out, because okay. Tom is very important. First and foremost,
oh, absolutely.
Similarly to what we dealt with, this is a political problem.
Mm-hmm.
So there's political force. We should assume that there is political force being applied, possibly from, you know, D.C. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know fully everything about the Bundy case, but I do know that I think it was mentioned in RBN that the Bundy property is now part of Obama's latest national monument land.
Well, I'm not even worried about his national monument. That was an illegal act in the first place. That's land theft. If he can do
really
it with a pen, it can be reversed with a pen.
Yeah, it smells to me like there's something, there could be something of great value on that land. And somebody who's highly invested in securing that wants and has political connections.
There's gold and there's
uranium
and different things. And
sure.
It is very closely connected with Harry Reid, things like that and the such. So, yes, you are absolutely right. And anytime they do these national monument situations, what they do is they did, once they declare it national monument, that's when it goes under to the United Nations under the World Heritage Sites. And what they do, people are under the illusion, well, that keeps the land beautiful and it'll never be harmed. No. Research exactly what goes on, because what it is they just don't allow the states to use the resources. They thieve the resources and they sell it for private profit to other
business
entities. So that's really what's going on. I do have your numbers. Can I call you when I'm off air to talk to you about the situation with Tom to be able to get that information from
you? That would be good, because I have a lot of points for you, and I'm sure you have an agenda to get through this evening for other things you need to get done.
Right, and I also
Unless you want me to talk a little bit more about this, there are some other things that I need to be talked about in private, but other things I can talk further about. If you want me to continue along those lines now.
Well, you can do that. I just want to let you know we've got about 3 minutes to the break, and we do have other callers on the line as well.
Why don't we give them a chance to do that, then, and I can talk to you offline.
Okay, well, that would be great. Thank you very much for calling in, George, and I will give you a call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We have 1 minute until the break, so I'm going to hold off on accepting the rest of the calls until after we come back from the break. So, Eric, I've got some... You know, just wow. I've got so much stuff that I know fake news doesn't cover, and we just don't have time to do it right now. So if everybody would please hang in there with us, we're going to go to... hear a word from our network sponsors, and we'll be right back after the break.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I'm your host, Lori Anderson, and co-hosts Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers, which you can find at courtroomwatch.org, and Keith Jones as well, are co-hosting with me this evening. I am in the middle of taking calls, and my question was, I was discussing and going over the information where the police officers, they took and they killed a deer because apparently the family didn't have a permission slip from the state. What are your opinions? Do you think this was okay? Do you think it was not okay? Do you think this is police state mentality? Do you think this is a violation of your rights and your liberty? Do you think, and it doesn't say in the article whether they did, but I doubt very seriously these individuals that went on this property to issue a ticket, I doubt very seriously that they had a warrant to even be on the property. And if they didn't, why were they unloading their firearm? Why were they trespassing on private property in the first place? So I want to go to our next caller. David, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, thank you. I just seen another one. I was trying to find that YouTube, but I don't know if I found the right one. Was it a game warden that you, on yours, the ones you're, in Kansas? Or was it a regular cop?
The way that it's being moved, I have not seen the video, but from the report, it seems as if it was actually a police officer.
Then I've seen another one where this cop is in the middle of some city somewhere where the cop car went to go around this deer. But then later on, if you read the comments, they said the deer was a broken leg, and they felt it was best to shoot it. So in that case, but in that case of what you're talking about, I think it's ridiculous. Years ago, I was in New York State. It's a beautiful state. There's a lot of, it's like Vermont. There's a lot of woods and everything. And there was a deer we saw on the side of the highway. We were collecting wood or something, me and my friend, and he had a pickup truck. And the cops were coming around to shoot it because it was suffering, right? I mean, they were, you know. But we said, can you give us a try? We brought it home. And about 3 days later, the woman of the house was giving it milk and, you know, from a bottle, and we were treating it really good. I don't know what they were feeding it or whatever, but I think just the milk maybe. And about 3-4 days later, it got up, you know. But I'm just called in when society was not with all the red tape and stuff, it was a little easier. They didn't see it as a problem, you know. Nowadays, it would be probably illegal for them to let us put it in the truck and do that, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I wanted to say on that. I got to revisit. I think if they didn't have permission to go in a property, what are they doing by shooting it? They're supposed to be saving the deer. What are they doing shooting the deer? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, they're strictly killers. The people of Kansas are partly to blame for this, for not getting involved in mass quantities and mass numbers. Kicking back and relaxing and enjoying your freedom doesn't cut it. This is what happens. We are truly under communist occupation, and it wasn't nearly this bad in the Soviet Union. I mean, this is really bad.
And I like what you said at the beginning of the show, you guys, about this whole thing about the military. Or we always parade them around when they do the right thing internationally. But what about when politicians are misusing our power? Aren't they supposed to take care of enemies within, not just without?
Right. They're the true heroes, the ones that when they come back and they're on our land, they're in our union, they are actually protecting and defending the Constitution. They're the real heroes that stand up. It's easy to be.
But they're not stepping up to play because it's the old boys' club again. You know, like, okay, well, that's my cop. I can't do that. He's a cop, and we can't go over the Patriots. It looks too radical. No, it's the Constitution. It's common sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
and
so
they took an oath, too, even though they're not defending it.
Thanks for helping, Tom. I think Tom's one of the best. I love that guy. I mean, I think Tom is awesome. I know a lot of people listening right now agree with what I'm saying. Tom's heart
is
so great.
Call the numbers that we gave out and send out a link. Put this show up on the internet. Post a link to this show on Facebook. Put it out on Twitter. Get as many people to hear this show. Hear the numbers that they can call on Tom's behalf. Your voice does help. And, you know, require them to show you who was injured by Tom sitting in a hotel room that had a gun in it.
Right. Absolutely.
They cannot be a victim.
It's
a fictitious entity.
I also want to correct something. In the article, it said police officers, but on the video, it says pet deer shot by game warden. Now, originally, when this deer had a broken leg, it was like a long time before that. The leg of this deer was already healed, you know.
You mean the one I'm talking about?
I don't know if it's the one you're talking about, but I'm talking about in this one, it may be the same. It may be the same story that we're talking about because when the deer was young, that's actually why they tried to start helping the deer in the first place, because it had a broke leg, and they helped heal the broke leg. And the deer, you know, they didn't start feeding the deer until it just absolutely would not go away. So it that happens over a long period of time. Anyone who knows anything about wildlife, especially about deer, that takes a long period of time to have that kind of trust issued. Picture of what's on the outside of the video, it appears like one may be a sheriff and one appears to be a warden. But the fact of the matter is, why were they trespassing on the property? Why are they cheating?
I mean, in principle, they act like communists, even if they think they're red, white, and blue. They're mostly red, because what they do is they lie. A lot of cops, at least some cops, like communism because They might not say that in their mind, but they like state power. They don't like individual freedom. They don't like you talking back and saying, hey, this is my Fourth Amendment right. You can't come here without a warrant. You know, they want to trample on that, and they got to learn. And then the ones that listening that disagree with this, good. I'm glad you could disagree with it. I hope you will be more constitutional and help your other officers there become more constitutional. Anyway,
right.
That's my little...
And, you know, and another fact of the matter, a good point that you said. They do love the power, the control, the communism when they're at work. But when they're at home, they're all about that Constitution if somebody comes and tries to knock on their door or come on their
property. I know that, yeah. Well, I'm good.
Like
if you guys got to move on, it's great. And thanks a lot for helping Tom and doing your own work in your own way, both of you and whoever else called, too. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much
for your call, Dave, David. And please continue to join us. Help share the message of the show because that helps a lot.
And on Resurrect the Republic, all the numbers are there and addressed to write to Tom, too. Is that on the website?
I believe so. If it is not, I will also be putting that in my Google Plus. And there is going to be a link. Starting under the archives, there's going to be a link to the Google Plus that I have for RTR, Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Radio broadcast on my collection, and I'll try to pin that information to the top so that individuals can find it very easily.
Okay, thanks a lot. We'll get them
posted
up. You're
very welcome.
Yep.
Thank you, and God bless you.
You too.
Reb, how are you doing tonight, Reb?
We're still waiting for action. We're the first team in the history of the United States of America, Bubba Scout Reb, to get total evidence against the local PD, Lakewood, Jefferson County, Colorado, and the state of Colorado to the Joint Chiefs of Staff through a judge advocate general complaint that the public's not allowed to know about. But it's going on, and you can make us do our obligation to America, because it's all over the Internet. Bubba Scout, RBN puts it out on hashtag Bubba Scout Reb. You can see what it says. What you're talking about is some of your comments come in on this, and they said, this is UN Agenda 21. That's what it is.
Yep.
I never even heard of that. But they can do whatever they want. The punks on the street decide what to do. We were almost murdered, a premeditated murder plot against the three of us. We have 150 years, the three of us, no convictions and nothing. They just decided to make stuff up, and they topped it off with an espionage audio tape of our voices confessing to a terrorist in a conversation that never took place. We were allies and talked to by federal agents of the United States Defense Intelligence Agency, and they asked for this evidence. It went through the JAG, the Judge Advocate General of the United States of America. This is official business of the United States of America at the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Call that number, ring the phone off the hook of General Dunn. We're not waiting until Mad Dog gets its Secretary of Defense office. We were talked to on Monday this week, January 9th, 2017, by United States Army Command at the Pentagon. They said within 14 hours they would be at our two residences in Lakewood, Jefferson, Colorado. There's three of us. Two of us ain't even white boys. They're white race, double X chromosome females. We're all federal supported, paid for by you taxpayers to sit around and do nothing unless you call that number and make. We'll put these local punks in their place. They're the ones who shot up Columbine High School. We got nothing but witnesses hiding out in Greeley, Colorado, up in the foothills. They know this is all rigged against the United States of America from the inside. This governor is American Friends Service Committee. If that doesn't scare the hell out of you, you don't know what you're talking about. They were in Hanoi, sucking up to Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh before Hollywood and Hanoi Jane. These are all enemies. How else could a governor open his own trafficking and control hallucinogens with 6 years penalty for possession of marijuana? How can he do that? It's UN run. That's
UN Agenda 21 is very real, dear. And you can get it off the United Nations website, actually. You have to dig for it a little bit harder than you used to. They used to have, it's like 40, I believe it's 42 or 44 chapters. I can't remember, but it's the blueprint that they're using.
Turn us loose. We'll bring the law. It's U.S. public law, 109-364, section 1076. We will shut down this whole operation of the Lakewood Justice. It's discussed in Eastern Kentucky University School of Criminal Justice textbooks. They call this the murder capital. They cover up under U.S. DOJ. We found out we're just the no-count white boys, but two of our members are even white, under their tier one. This gives all power to the local punks. They almost murdered us. We were witnesses. They put a gun in Bubba's residence in Lakewood, Jefferson City, Jefferson County, Colorado, to her head to sign stuff. I can't repeat what she said on the air. We told us the federal agents of the FBI, and they fled the country because we went around them. We're federal witnesses for the United States of America's armed forces at the Pentagon. And that's why we're ballistic now. They lied to us at Army Command. Somebody called that operation off on this. It was 9:40 a.m. Mountain Standard Time Monday. We were patched through from the Secretary of Defense Office right to U.S. Army Command this week. And they said, yeah, it's good to go. We're going to have people at your residences. We're going to alert NORTHCOM 14 hours. That's standard procedure. Bringing in from Fort Riley, from Fort Hood, Texas even, running up northwest from Fort Hood, running west from Fort Riley on I-70. This is how they do it. It's brought in. It's called military quarantine. We're going to get this governor and his whole damn state and all these bastards. They do whatever they want. Yeah, murdering a pet is nothing to them. You're just wasting your time even talking about it. They'll murder your witness. It's a U.N. program where eventually they're just going to break in and murder whoever they want in your household to get you to sign something. That's what it's going to. You want that? You're going to get it. You don't want it? You turn us loose. We're not waiting for goofballs in camouflage with hunting rifles to start another revolution. We don't want any more revolution. We want order restored. So you get on the phone, you dial 703-697-9121. That number's everywhere on the Internet. It's the National Command Center, and you demand we do our job. You call every local congressman. They told us the F word to us. Bennett Udall, state of Colorado, Perlmutter threatened us in writing for going around the Justice Department. And like I said, FBI, feds, they tell us what we already knew. This is all military. They have no jurisdiction. We're jurisdiction military. You want this fixed? You don't want any more of these atrocities? You don't want to hear lies from the enemy broadcast? They shot up the east hallway of Columbine High School. That man who used to work for the Justice Department, he worked for the Clevold family, all the lead coming out of the victims in that east hallway, April 20th, 1990, came from these Lakewood bastards, and they covered it up. They can cover up murders. Like I said, it's an Eastern Kentucky University School Criminal Justice textbook. I went ballistic when I heard that. We have people in Springfield, Virginia, Cape Canaveral. They're all phoning, and you can't get answers from those professors. We'll go get them with military. We'll go round them up with federal military. Federal military is involved in this. These are federal agents, the United States Defense Intelligence Agency. They're the ones who put us in business under General Flynn, and for some reason they're holding up this whole thing. We can't tell you why we're not in the loop, but when they lied to us this Monday and said they were showing up with it, that's like a date and time. And when military command does that to civilians, that's treason. They can't do that. They can't tell us they're showing up and then not show up. So we're cursing out the Pentagon now. We call them every day, and we say, I can't repeat it on the radio, but you can say politely, hey, we pay taxes. We ain't seen a victory in 15 years. We're going to get one here. You turn Bub Scout Rev loose. This is all real. We're on official document of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in public view for now 6 years. That's right. It's been on there. And nobody's allowed to know about it. They've altered the document, which is a federal crime. They tell us, federal agents, USDIA, you're not allowed to alter federal documents, especially in wartime. You want us to do our job. You can see it on RBM. Three unknowns at Jerkwater, USA, that's what we call this place, got the Pentagon tied in knots. And they never saw this before. It's signed by former Secretary of the Navy, the Pentagon's ambassador, John Warner, who from the Reagan administration through the Bush 43 administration. They ran the Senate. He did. The Bush-Cheney administration signed this document 17 October 2006. It's good to go. And it says word for word what happened to us. When the governor tells you and his municipalities the F word, they'll restore order. It's U.S. Army War College calls us outstanding, their command staff. Everything's good to go. We don't want to just clear out of the way. Don't get in the way of this. But we're going after these punks. There's nowhere for them to hide, and nothing they got's going to work. And we told Pentagon, be prepared for them to fire at U.S. troops. That's how bad this is. You can't imagine that. Yeah, they wear a costume that makes you think they're for America. They're not. They murdered us. You want us to do our job. 703-697-9121. It's the command center of the world. They control hydrogen bombs. And you don't stop phoning them. It's 24/7. And you say, Bubba Scout, Rep, every military commander on this continent, ISAF, NATO, and Europe knows who we are. Afghanistan forces around the world. They all know who Bub Scout Reb is. They know our call. It's a call sign. It's Bravo, Uniform, Bravo, Bravo, Alpha, Sierra, Charlie, Oscar, Uniform, Tango, Romeo, Echo, Bravo. It's on RBN. You can go to their Facebook page. You'll see it. It's all, you can put it in stone. This is the wrath of the almighty stuff we're going to turn loose on them. Because what they did, the total evidence, is a ninth commandment violation. Bearing false witness. They used our voices. In a phony car. I don't know how else to explain it. We didn't need a machine to tell us it was a fake, but our voices are confessing to a terrorist in a conversation we know never took place. And how did we get it? A stupid prosecutor in Jefferson County told this lawyer they had this. And a former member of the Justice Department knew what this was and got it for us. And when the U.S. DOJ, of course, covers it up, we went right around them. They didn't know what was going to hit them. We went right through. We were transferred. We were checked out by U.S. federal agents of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and they put us right through the Office of Counterintelligence. And we never even thought. We just said, get us in touch with NORTHCOM. We'll shove this down their carcasses. That's all we said. They wanted the evidence. They got it, rushed it across the bridge from their holdings. I mean, it was there the same day. Got it to the Judge Advocate General. It's not our complaint. It's the Judge Advocate General of the United States of America to the Joint Chiefs. They're just sitting. We're not in the loop. We're way ahead of the curve. We tell you what's coming. You're having horror stories now. You're not going to fix them through DOJ because it's UN controlled. You're not going to fix it. You're not going to fix it through Hollywood. It's UN controlled. This is all, it's called monolization. Somebody calls it balkanization. However you spell it, it's the death of America. And the new administration hasn't even got in there yet. These local punks in Colorado are saying the F word to USA. They're not going to cooperate with the no sanctuary policy. It's the done deal. They're not going to round up nobody for the feds. They already told them. Those two feds that met with us, they fled the country. They phoned us on a secured line. They come in the field office, the 303-629-717 here in Denver. They said they're on a secured line from the foreign Middle East. They'd rather be there on the Arabian Peninsula where all the garbage is supposedly going than here. And these are federal agents, FBI. They know they're screwed. We told them, you're culpable for this. You let this get away from you. We had to take it to the top because we know what we're doing. We ain't idiots. You're idiots. That's what we told them. So you want Bubba Scout Rev Plan. We'll get Bubba. All we do is they get Bubba. We told her she's the anointed one. We told us the USDIA. They know the whole story. We know what this is about. We got evidence on top of evidence. We don't have time to tell you at all. And this man, he's hiding out in Greeley. Ed O'Connor, he's from Washington, D.C., former U.S. Department of Justice. He's hiding out. He's got everything. He won't live in Jefferson County, Colorado. He's got too much on him. That's how he makes a living. I told you, he went to area hospitals after that Columbine shooting for the Klebold family of Turkey Creek Canyon, Jefferson County, who bought their offspring a BMW to drive 10 miles to that school every day. He's one of the ones they said shot the place up. And he says all the ammo coming out of the East Hallway victims, and there were dozens of white students that would stand in the halls. They just got blasted. He said they sprayed the building with automatic rifle fire. The idiots went in the wrong door. This Lakewood bit. And they lied to the public. The county covered it up. They wouldn't let them test their guns. He said all that ammo didn't match the two they said shot the place up. None of them firearms. He told us. I said, what? Everything he has to say checks out. We've seen other documents. Like I said, we were threatened in writing by 7th Congressional District Perlmutter's office. This is a national emergency. And it's at the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We're the first ones to use this public law. You don't want to let this go. If you're
and what's the public law number again?
109364, section 1076. It was signed by President Bush 43, 17 October 2006. It's over 10 years old. We were the first ones in for it. I'm telling you the truth. You don't want, it could be used against you with things and horrors you don't want. And let me tell you something. I don't care how many guns American. Look, Bubba was surrounded by houses in the section of town here, 5 miles south, by people who owned shooting irons. And nobody did a damn thing to stop it. I mean, they all own, everybody's owned shooting irons. They all registered with the United Nations when you register them. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. The real Second Amendment is us. And we told that. The gun was America. I mean, you can own something. Don't say nothing. The Constitution can't own something. But when it talks Second Amendment, it's talk of war. It says, well, it was took over by the U.S. Army at the beginning of the 20th century. All those old, they called them arsenals, and they took them into U.S. National Guard armories and just monopolized them. It's the law. It's to put down this kind of uprising. That's the U.S. Army War College. They've already written a scenario just like what we said. We talked to their command staff. We talked to them for a half hour. They said, you're outstanding. I said, look, David, tell your buddies at the Joint Chiefs that their country club wants us to do our job. That's all. Their command staff called us out. They said, save your medal ceremony. Just turn us loose. That's what we told them. We know the name. They know what we're talking about. Top levels of the Pentagon. All you got to say when you phone in, you dial that number and say, we want Bubba Scout Reb War. It's not our war plan. It's the United States Army War College war plan. And when the elite of the world's military, and they've been around before there was a USA, since April of 1775, they were the Continental Army. They got better over the decades and centuries. But they're the elite of the world's military. When they call you outstanding, you forget what anybody else says. Just forget it. Turn us loose. We figured this out. We're here sitting around doing nothing. Bubba don't do a damn thing. I'm doing all phoning. And she's primary. The Pentagon wants her. Her CQ runner scout, she just does whatever Bubba says. Bubba won't leave her apartment. She's been threatened on the street by these local punks. Said she'd be murdered, never heard of. She had a gun put to her head in her residence to sign stuff. But we don't take crap from terrorists. And we don't care what costume they're wearing. And we're going to go after them. They did real horrible things. And they ruined their lives. They're going to hell. When this stuff starts, I don't know, we're not HRTs. We don't know how to get suicide. Their arms are extremely dangerous, I mean, to the public. But when U.S. military shows up here, that's through. And they know it. They're facing death penalty. So we told them, be prepared to get fired at. That'll be the last shots they ever fire. Nothing they got will work. Nothing. We know stuff. We're experts. General Dynamics, Mission Systems, Control, and we're... If you look us up on LinkedIn, it tells you who we are. We are U.S. Army conquest level, advanced mass warfare, strategic and tactical. Weapons manufacturers across America know who we are. That's right. Mm-hmm. Aerodynamics Mission Systems 1 is also, they used to have the contract for the F-16s. Now Lockheed Martin knows who we are. JRV, Dobbins, George, all these contractors, they know about this. And they don't open their mouths. They must sign some kind of hide it from the public. We know the enemies in Hollywood ain't going to tell you. And it's on RBM page, and you can link it up. We're working on stuff in Cape Canaveral. You'll see it's all military at vulturesquadron.com. They got some stuff up. You'll see our emails to the United States Defense Intelligence Agency. They can't even suppress
it. Well, I appreciate your call, and I'm not trying to cut you off, but in another sense I am, because we're at the end of the show, and we have to go ahead and leave for this evening. However, thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure the listeners did too. And as always, everyone, please watch your backs, check your facts. Semper Fidelis, and have a wonderful evening.
to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.